Hello, my name is Will calling from FIU. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reductions, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to the one person or one adult responsible for the household. Will that be you?
No, she's in upstate New York.
Okay. Would you mind taking the survey and just answering a few questions then?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First question, is your home a single family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufacturer or mobile home?
Villa.
Villa? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Next. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what year was your home built?
2022.
Thank you. Next. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
14.
14. Thank you so much. Next. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane, category 1, hurricane, category 2, hurricane, category 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
All of the above?
Let's see. I've been in a 3 and 2 twos.
Okay. Thank you so much. Can you please tell me the name and the year of the Category 2 hurricane that you experienced?
No, I'm not going to be able to remember.
Any idea? Katrina, Mitch?
I think I was in Katrina, and then a couple years before that, there was another one. I can't remember that one.
Okay. What about that Category 3? You don't remember the name of it or the year?
No. When it went over us, the eye went right over us in South Palm Beach, though. I can't remember. I just don't concentrate on the names. I forget them after a little while.
Okay. Katrina, do you remember what year was that?
That was the last one, I think. That was about 4 or 5 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane related to tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, friend in another area, or would you make many or any preparations, or my home is already prepared?
It's already prepared.
Okay, thank you so much. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top 3 sources of information, internet sources like social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
TV.
Okay, thank you so much. Any, you need 2 more, top 3, 2 more.
Internet.
Okay.
TV. And...
newspaper, probably, print media, friends and family, radio, social media, WhatsApp.
Yeah, media.
Media, okay. Thank you. Next. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 through 5?
3.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Cost of housing, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of child care?
No.
None of the above?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is used, hurricane conditions are possible within the 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
I'd say 3 or stronger within 24 hours.
Okay, thank you so much. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To your local shelter, to a house of a friend nearby, a family, another location within the state, or as far as possible? Or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Another location within the state.
Okay, thank you so much. How many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2, okay, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think we're $2,000.
$2,000. Okay, thank you. Next, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain that I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I am certain that I could not come up with the $2,000.
Certain we could.
Okay, thank you so much. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, or increased?
Doubled.
Double. Increased?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Over 10%?
100%.
Okay. What about in the 1 to 3 years? In 1 year, it has increased double. What about in 1 to 3 years?
No, it stayed the same before that.
The same? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Okay. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage?
No, just kept it the same.
Okay. Okay. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80, or less than 60?
100%.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue to increase at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, or moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state? I will not move from my home.
Moving to another state,
okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
I'm not sure if I understand that. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no? Or
no.
I have already dropped my insurance. Those are the three options. No. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels or government of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, or local government? Or government should not get involved in recovery efforts?
I would hope all three would help.
Okay, let me see, all three. Here we go. On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 through 5.
Four.
Four? What about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? 1 through 5.
2.
Thank you. What about that new development take into account hurricane wind risk?
2.
Thank you. What about that new developments take into account flood risk?
Say 2 again.
Okay. What about that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'll say 3.
3? Okay, thank you. Now, next I would like to ask...
How many more questions here? You said a few questions and it's been about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we are at 75%. We almost done, probably about 5 to 6 more questions and that's it. I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise. Do you feel that sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property and finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it is happening.
Yes, it's happening, and I don't think I'll be affected because I'm pretty far inland.
Okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Yeah, and both, especially for
okay.
billion-dollar corporations that don't pay any taxes, which is ridiculous.
Okay, thank you so much. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet, above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly?
Moderately.
Okay, thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, blood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job? Select three.
Neighborhood, crime rate, and proximity to job.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3, between 3 to less than 5, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20?
Less than 3.
Less than 3. Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and that will be done. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and older?
55 to 64.
Thank you. What is your gender? Do you identify as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
2. Are under 12 years old? Any?
No.
No? 65 plus? Any?
1.
One. Okay. Thank you. What is your marital status? Are you single, never married, married, living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Okay,
thank you. 4 years college.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the racial groups do you identify yourself with? What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black American, Asian, Native American?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What languages are spoken oftenly at home? Only English?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range of your household. Under 20, between 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to less than 100, or 100 plus?
75 to 100.
Okay, thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.